Welcome to Crop Watch Podcast, a production of Nebraska Extension.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the weekly weather outlook and update of the Crop Watch Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Hunt, speaking to you from beautiful East Campus here in Lincoln. Let's start off by highlighting a recent article that was published on the Crop Watch website. The Soil Health School will be hitting Western Nebraska this year with classes addressing healthy soils from angles such as dryland agriculture, irrigated agriculture, rangelands, integration of livestock and cropping, and economics. Classes are scheduled to be held in Crawford, Sydney, and North Platte. This effort is being led, it's a joint effort between the NRCS and Nebraska Extension. On the Extension side, this effort is being led by Bahish Maharjan. I'm probably butchering his name. It's spelled B-I-J-E-S-H, first name, last name, M-A-H-A-R-J-A-N. So again, Bahish Maharjan is the one leading that, and I would recommend contacting him for additional information on these courses when they are going to be, if you're interested. Again, these are for producers and rangeland operators out in the western portion of the state. This is who this is geared at. In terms of our sensible weather right now, we currently have a front that has kind of made its way through about the east. It's made its way through most of the state. Right now, that front looks like it's probably kind of right knocking on the doorstep of York and Columbus. It's moved through Norfolk. Temperatures behind it aren't significantly cooler. You had to kind of go back a little bit further toward the northwest before you get into the much cooler air, which right now would include north central Nebraska. Out ahead of the front, though, it's a pretty nice day. We're currently here at East Campus, we have mostly sunny skies and temperatures are in the mid-60s. And the warmest nose of air is currently to our south and southeast. So again, if you really want the very warm air, you have to go into Kansas, Missouri, or part of southwestern Iowa, where temperatures will probably get decently into the 70s this afternoon. I guess far southeastern Nebraska is also getting kind of the northwestern edge of this warmer air. Current check of temperatures across the state at 1 o'clock central, noon mountain time. We had 49 in Shattern, 54 in Scotts Bluff, 46 in Kimball, 41 in Ainsworth, 40 in Valentine, 51 in Broken Bow, 59 in Norfolk, 53 in Ord, 60 in Grand Island, 64 in Lincoln, 61 in Omaha, and 71 in Fall City. That frontal passage will be making its way through the state as we head into the next 6 hours, so it will have mostly cleared the state by later this evening. And temperatures tomorrow will be, at least for southern and eastern Nebraska, will probably be at least 10 degrees cooler than today, maybe closer to 15 degrees cooler. So expect highs mostly in the upper 40s to mid-50s across the state tomorrow with a little bit cooler temperatures across north central Nebraska. And we are going to remain on the cool side of that front as we head through the next couple of days. That front is more or less effectively going to stall to our south and southeast as it starts interacting with the deeper trough in the western U.S. So a couple of chances for precipitation across the state in the next 48 to 72 hours. The first chance, actually, technically, there is going to be a very slight chance of scattered showers developing across extreme southeastern Nebraska later this afternoon and evening. Again, I wouldn't bet a whole lot of money on that, but there is a chance that you could see some showers kind of between Auburn and Fall City as we head into this evening. But better chances are going to start later during the day tomorrow and into tomorrow night across the northern part of the Panhandle into north central Nebraska as we see a first short wave move into the state and start moving its way toward the east. So you should see precipitation probably initially in the form of rain and then in the form of snow and moving into, say, Scotts Bluff, Shattern, Alliance, probably getting over toward Gordon and Hyannis as we head into later tomorrow evening into Sunday morning. Precipitation will be spreading east late Saturday night into Sunday morning, probably mostly staying along and north of I-80. And, you know, as we get a little bit further east of state, we're not talking about significant amounts of precipitation, probably on the order of a quarter inch or less, and probably very little precipitation, if any, will fall along the Kansas border tomorrow night. And then our attention turns toward a surface low that is likely to develop as we move into the day later on Sunday into Monday. That low pressure system is probably going to, there's been a couple different solutions. The one that seems to be, where consensus seems to be right now, is more of the European solution, which maintains a bit more open low, not a particularly potent low, just your run of the mill surface area of low pressure that will be moving its way toward the east and northeast through the day on Monday. And with that, it will bring a chance of precipitation for a good portion of the state from Sunday night in through the day on Monday, and probably even into Monday night in eastern Nebraska. Again, precipitation amounts with this probably for central and eastern Nebraska, I would say probably closer to the 1/3 to 2/3 of an inch. There are probably going to be isolated pockets where we will see upwards of an inch of precipitation. I think it's a little early to pinpoint exactly who is most likely to pick up the heavier precipitation. There is going to be potentially some places could get over an inch of precipitation as we head into the day on Tuesday. By Tuesday, that area of low pressure should be well to our east and southeast, and things should start to clear out. And then we should head back into a more mild regime as we head into the day on Wednesday and into Thursday. Again, I think the precipitation will be most likely in the form of rain this weekend, early this next week. There will be some chances of snow. Actually, snow is probably relatively likely in the higher elevations of the Panhandle tomorrow night and Sunday morning. But for the most part, we should be talking about mostly just a rain event in the state. I think there's a relatively low risk of snow. The GFS has been occasionally throwing in some heavier snowfall totals across parts of central Nebraska on Monday evening into Tuesday morning. But again, that would depend on the storm system being A, slower, and B, a bit stronger and a little bit more closed off. A stronger system moving slower means increased dynamics, which would, that extra dynamic cooling would tend to maybe produce some snowfall in some parts of the state. But right now, that is not the favored solution. So anyway, just expect that precipitation, chances of it tomorrow night and Sunday morning. And then again, as we head into Sunday night in western Nebraska and during the day on Monday for central and eastern Nebraska, and that precipitation should be exiting by Tuesday morning. As I mentioned, we will be clearing out probably later Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We look like we will be back under the influence of mid-level ridging, mid and upper-level ridging, and that will bring about warmer temperatures. And then we get toward the end of the week, we are going to remain mild and potentially quite warm, especially in this eastern half of the state. It also is looking relatively windy, as we are going to be kind of sandwiched between troughing to our east and troughing to the west. So, again, we're going to have, definitely kind of a wind corridor here in the central U.S. as we head into the later portion of this next week. And I think we'll, as we head into next weekend, things are still a little bit up in the air is exactly what might transpire. But this is looks like a relatively potent trough entering the western U.S. as we head into the end of this next week. So I'll anticipate it being pretty warm by the end of this week. I think there's definitely going to be chances for storms as we head into next weekend, and certainly as we head into the second week of April. And as that troughing moves toward the east, I think we also would be probably likely to start seeing some cooler temperatures once again. But right now, the CPC's official forecast for that kind of April 4th to 10th timeframe is for above average temperatures. I think that will definitely come to fruition during the first half of that period. The second half of that period might be a bit cooler than what that makes it look like. But I think we'll have to wait and see how that transpires. But again, I think good news though, in terms of outlook, is we do have some chances for precipitation for most of the state. If there's an area of the state that is likely going to miss out on precipitation here in the next 48 to 72 hours, it probably would be that southwestern corner. So McCook, Trenton, Imperial, you are probably less likely to see much meaningful precipitation during the next 2 to 3 days. But given the trajectory of the western trough and potential areas of low pressure that might help be influenced by that, I think that certainly western Nebraska would be in a favorable spot for some precipitation potentially as we head in the second week of April. So in terms of an update, the precipitation that fell last weekend So I guess that would have started last Saturday through Tuesday, with most of that precipitation falling Sunday morning, during the day Sunday and into Monday, with a good portion of that being snow in some parts of the state. So places probably had more snow than they were probably hoping to get, given that it's getting toward the end of March. Nevertheless, we did see a very significant portion of the state with over an inch of rain, and almost the entire state had a half inch of moisture or better in the previous 7 days. So that's pretty good news. That's extremely good news for places like northeastern Nebraska and parts of north central Nebraska, which, for the wet years, water year as a whole has been fairly wet. But really, it had been pretty dry since the end of January, certainly since the first part of February. We had a very dry 6 weeks. And combined with the abnormally warm temperatures that we saw during the month of February and the first part of March, we did see some pretty significant declines in topsoil moisture up in that area. So that rainfall up there was very welcome news for soil moisture. And the rainfall was also significant enough in quite a few cases that we did see some improvement on the drought monitor. Matter of fact, we saw some a very broad area of central and northeastern and parts of north central Nebraska see one category improvement on the drought monitor this week. Some of that, again, a good portion of what we saw improve this last week was abnormal dryness, which had been either introduced the previous week or 2 weeks before. So the good news is some of that abnormal dryness that was introduced in places like Pierce County, Antelope County, Knox and Cedar counties. You know, again, that was relatively short-lived stint in abnormal dryness, thankfully. We also saw some trimming of moderate drought in other parts of northeastern Nebraska. So places like West Point and Blair and Fremont are now in back in abnormal dryness, which is good news for that area. Now, again, that doesn't mean that there aren't any hydrologic impacts. You know, again, we've had, you know, going back to 2020, we've had a significant amount of rain. We basically lost almost a year's worth of precipitation over a four-year period, starting late 2019, early 2020. So again, even though a lot of the last 6 to 9 months has been a lot better, we've seen some improvement. We still have some hydrologic impacts, particularly with farm ponds and lakes in eastern Nebraska, that it's going to take a little while to overcome, even in places that have an abnormally dry designation. Again, we did see that improvement on the drought monitor. We did see a pocket of improvement over the Omaha metro area and a little pocket of improvement in Richardson County. So in summary, the U.S. drought monitor currently 20%, actually a little bit under 20% of the state is in drought of any kind. That is the best percentage since July of 2021. Now, again, we'd have to go back probably about 4 years ago, almost, not quite, but getting pretty close to 4 years where we would actually we'd have to go back that far to see a period of time, a point in time where we did not have any drought in the state. It's my hope and my sincere hope that we can actually get to that point as we head into the month of June or July. That would be a very welcome thing as we head into the summer to actually not have any drought anywhere in the state. That might be a bit of a stretch, particularly in places where we still have severe drought in place, which is York County, Seward County, Butler County, Polk County, you know, that whole area of the state that was just really, really, really hard hit late 2022 and last year. It's still got quite a ways to go before we can really, truly say we're out of drought in that area. But at a minimum, I think we are making improvements. The last couple of weeks, we have had more precipitation. The pattern does look continue to be fairly active as we head into the next couple of weeks. The CPC is relatively bullish on moisture. The kind of long range forecast that you look at for like the European model and the CFS are also relatively bullish on precipitation being above average across this region and through most of the month of April, which in general is going to be welcome news, assuming that, you know, we don't head into a period of time where it just is raining to the point where no one can get in the field. You know, I'm not necessarily cheering for anybody, for farmers to stay sidelined until May 15th. But if we can get some of these good shots of rain here the next 2 weeks to put some moisture back in the ground, that would certainly be most welcome news in this region. Another interest, so soil moisture, I mentioned, you know, we did see some pretty significant improvements and certainly top soil moisture across east central and northeastern Nebraska, and also central, south central Nebraska with recent precipitation amounts. We are definitely kind of seeing a little bit of improvement also in the root zone. So if you take a look at the percentiles across the state on the sport list maps that I've been producing, you know, the vast majority of state right now is kind of what we kind of call the near normal range. It's not super wet, but not really that super dry. The only real areas that are still a little bit dry would be portions of extreme southeastern Nebraska, where we still are, seeing some impacts from, the dry start to the fall, certainly October, November was pretty dry. Kind of Auburn, Nebraska City, Falls City, that area was pretty dry. We have a few pockets of dryness in parts of southwestern Nebraska, according to that as well. I think we are in a much better situation than we were a year ago, but the fact that we are still in the near normal range and not getting closer to the 70th, 80th percentile means that we still have some decent capacity to put extra water in the soil. And again, I think that's just always I always feel better going into a summer having a decent profile of moisture than hoping for, an inch and a so of rain every week to 10 days, which, there are some summers we managed to get that here, but certainly not every summer. Soil temperatures across the state have actually dropped off quite a bit, which is not necessarily a surprise, just given that we've had a relatively cool 10-day stretch there from about March 17th, about the 27th, 28th of the month was, in terms of anomalies, that was the coldest stretch of temperatures that we had in the state, certainly since January. Now, again, the anomalies weren't anywhere near the magnitude that we had back in January, but needless to say that they were cooler for a good period of time. And there's some parts of the state, particularly on Monday, that didn't even hit freezing for high. And again, that's probably the first time we've seen that in the state in quite some time. But in terms of soil temperatures right now, those temperatures are mostly in the mid-30s in the northern part of Nebraska and kind of getting into the lower 40s in across southeastern to south-central Nebraska. Now, again, those actually did come up a good bit yesterday with the warmer temperatures and sunshine. As of Wednesday, they had fallen all the way down into the mid to upper 30s. So with the warmer temperatures and sunshine, they have bounced back. But again, that's under bare soil. That's not necessarily under grass cover. But that this bare soil will be a little bit more reflective of probably what a lot of agricultural fields are seeing right now. The good thing is, they're well above freezing. So anything that falls will certainly infiltrate into the soil relatively easily. Most of that snow that fell, late last week, last week and early this week is, at this point is mostly melted off. So that's also been very helpful for will be helpful for pastures and parts of the sand hills that really got a good bit of snow out of this. The warmer temperatures later next week certainly could help push those temperatures in parts of the state up closer to that 50 degree mark, which is what we tend to be looking for planting. So we'll just have to see. But again, I would just continue to pay close attention to the soil temperature map. And if you want to take a look at that on any given point in time, they are updated daily on the Nebraska Mesonet page, which is Mesonet, mesonet.unl.edu. Speaking of snowfall, just again, the biggest winners this last week in terms of snowfall were mostly kind of the eastern edge of the Sandhills, so northwestern Custer County, Blaine County, up into Rock County. We did see what appears to be widespread reports of 8 to 14 inches with, I think the area right around Myrna might've, I think there was an observer at Myrna that reported about 15 or 16 inches of snow, which is the highest total I could find. I think initially about a week ago, I was expecting those, that number to be a little bit closer toward O'Neill, maybe, closer toward the South Dakota border. So I think the heavier snowfall totals were a bit south of west than maybe what we were anticipating. Anyway, I think the models, they screwed up, they didn't do this. The storm wasn't extremely well predicted in some ways. I mean, there was a little bit less precipitation in parts of eastern Nebraska, I think, than what maybe we were anticipating a week ago. But for the most part, it got the places that were going to get mostly rain right. It picked up on northeastern Nebraska getting the rainfall. or, you know, more rainfall than, say, east central and southeastern Nebraska. That generally was the case. And it did pick up on heavier snowfall occurring over parts of the eastern parts of the Sand Hills and getting down into parts of central and south central Nebraska. So overall, I would say that was a relatively well forecast event that hopefully yours truly did a somewhat okay job of giving you heads up on. And I think that about wraps it up. So that would conclude the weekly weather and outlook update for the week ending March 30th, 2024.